Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. The volleys between Democrats and Republicans came fast and furious today over spending and taxing. This is the fiscal cliff is now less than 2 weeks away. Senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, Mary Agnes Carey, is following it all on Capitol Hill and joins us now. Mary Agnes, in a single day, we had a sense earlier that the White House and Speaker John Boehner were possibly coming closer together, and then Boehner announced his plan B. What is it?
The speaker said he hopes to move legislation later in the week that would let the Bush-era tax cuts expire for those earning $1 million or higher. Now, the details are emerging, and they're going to the caucus and trying to find out who's supporting this and who's not. But one thing this legislation would not do, as of this point, is deal with the sequester. Those are those automatic spending and tax hikes that would occur January 1st. And so this seems to be focused primarily on that $1 million mark.
Do you have any idea why Speaker Boehner took what some may see is a sharp U-turn after there were some positive musings coming out from the White House and Capitol Hill?
This provides some political cover. There are many conservatives in his caucus who do not want to see any of the Bush-era rates expire. They want to see them all extended for everyone. And of course, that's been a point of contention with the White House. So as the speaker continues to talk to the White House and with President Obama, which I believe that he will, this is a sign to his caucus. I understand where you are on taxes. I'm trying to make a compromise on the $1 million mark, and it gets them on record if, in fact, it comes to the floor and passes.
And then let's move on to the Senate. Senate Democrats have already said Plan B will go nowhere, right?
Exactly. No, Harry Reid said it's dead on arrival. His press release came out just a few moments after Speaker Boehner made his announcement. So in the Senate, the perception is this is basically a waste of time. Why are you doing it? But again, we can't understate the political gamesmanship that's going among the White House, the Democrats, and the Republicans as they all try to negotiate for the best deal they can get.
Mary Agnes, what seems so interesting here is that a week or two ago, there was a lot of speculation that part of a grand deal might well include raising the eligibility age for Medicare. I haven't heard much discussion of that. Is it off the table?
Well, Speaker Boehner addressed this today in his news conference. He was asked specifically, does this have to be part of the deal? He said, this is an idea that's on the table, it's off the table, it's back on the table, but it's one that doesn't have to be resolved now. Ultimately, if there is a grand bargain between the White House, Democrats, and Republicans, the thought is it will sketch out parameters of savings that will be determined later on Capitol Hill through the committees of jurisdiction in both the House and the Senate. So a deal doesn't have to say at this point whether it does or does not raise the eligibility age. That could be a debate that happens in 2013.
I hate to use the cliche, but do you mean kicking the can down the road?
Let's use another one, devil in the details. if at this point in time, I don't think any lawmaker nor the president would want to tie themselves to specific policies to attain savings goals because they know this is going to be a long and deliberate discussion with both of their caucuses.
Okay, well, there's a lot more ahead this week, no doubt, and we will talk again. Thank you very much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News.
Thank you, Jackie.